For men working blue-collar jobs, it's become harder to get ahead. On average, they make less money and have far less job security than previous generations. We have a story now about one of those men. For the last 3 decades, he has worked hard, but somehow it hasn't been enough, as NPR's Kelly McEvers reports.
His name is Lynn Eldridge, and in 1985, he got married and joined the Air Force. After 5 years of active duty, the plan was the same as it was for a lot of men. Get a job and slowly move up the ladder.
And then I went to job service here in Wichita, and I said, oh, come back Tuesday or a certain day, and we have a special program for veterans. And I said, no, I need a job today.
It was 1991, and for a high school graduate like Lynn, the job was at a factory making small tractors called skid steer loaders for a company called Case.
Do you remember what the starting pay was?
$12.01.
That's $21 an hour in today's money, plus overtime.
This is our old house right here where these people are.
Oh, yeah.
We're driving around Wichita, checking out Lynn's old life. When he got the job at Case, he had 2 kids and a small 2-bedroom house in a humble middle-class neighborhood.
I wish my house payment was still $400 a month.
We head to the outskirts of Wichita, to the factory where Lynn used to work.
I haven't driven this way to work in 15 years. Let's see how well I do.
We park the car, and Lynn tells me how he loved putting on steel toe boots and safety glasses every day and going to work.
You had the raw steel coming in one door and brand new machines going out the door next to it, ready to ship around the world.
Lynn says it was satisfying to make something, to come home covered in grease and sweat. But it was also about being with the guys.
Working at nights, we'd have lunch, a half-hour lunch, and we'd go out in the parking lot, and my friend would bring his telescope, and we'd look at stars at night for a half hour.
Lynn eventually got promoted, worked days, made a salary. He had 2 more kids, moved to a bigger house in a better part of Wichita. Then a relative died suddenly, and Lynn went out of state for the funeral.
And when we got back, my manager called me into his office. I think he waited a couple days. I was still pretty emotional and got the paperwork. And it was a generous severance package.
The manager said Case was being bought by a company called New Holland Construction. Lynn and hundreds of other people were laid off company-wide.
I remember driving home with tears in my eyes. It's making me sad right now.
Now it's time to leave Wichita and go to Cedar City, Utah. Since he got laid off, Lynn has had 6 different jobs. And let's just say he has not necessarily been moving up that ladder. First, he got a job at a company selling the same skid steer loaders he made in the Case factory. That job lasted 10 months. Then he worked for a cell phone company, a soy milk plant, a nail file factory. And now he manages facilities at 5 fast food restaurants in southern Utah.
All right, now I can go.
We're inside one of the fast food joints, climbing a ladder to the roof so Lynn can change the filters on the air conditioner.
Most AC problems have nothing to do with the Freon or the coolant. It's taking good care of it.
Lynn says he still likes his work. He likes coming home and telling his wife about a problem he solved. Thing is, he makes about $50,000 a year, the same amount of money in real dollars he was making when he got laid off 14 years ago. At 50 years old, he has no benefits and no retirement. His wife went back for a degree and now teaches elementary school. She recently started a retirement plan. 2 of the kids are going to college next year. Lynn and his wife can't help with tuition. Back inside, Lynn says it's sad sometimes when he realizes he's not the provider he was before.
It's hard when end of the month comes and you have to say, sorry, we can't go out to dinner. We need to just get through this weekend and we'll be all right. I mean, things are tight.
In some ways, Lynn's life is like a checklist of what's happening to most American men who are not working high-paid white-collar jobs. Wages stayed the same or got a little worse. Check. Benefits disappeared. Check. Debt went up. Check. Wife had to start working. Check. Kids have their own debt now. Check. Here's the thing, though. Lynn and his wife are happy. They love each other. They love their kids. They have a nice place to live. The future's not totally certain, but Lynn still has big plans, like one day working for a charity and helping people. The only real thing that's changed when he thinks about the future, Lynn says, is that it's a future with less than he imagined. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.